apply to what is important to you. This rule suggests that the welder I referred to earlier was merely amusing himself, though I have no way of knowing just how he used his knowledge. There is nothing inherently wrong with that. The pure joy of learning could be, for some people, an end in itself. With all the inane things people do to enjoy themselves, signing up for a Spanish class looks pretty good. But if you are learning with no particular goal in mind, whether stated or loosely understood, you will eventually come to view learning as a pastime. I recommend focusing on those things that will help you accomplish your mission, but keeping a creative and liberal view of just what that could include. For example, I study art. I allow myself to purchase inexpensive art books so that I can cut out a reproduction of an important painting and pushpin it up on a corkboard in my closet, where I will see it each morning and evening while I dress. I visit museums and galleries whenever I have the chance, and I have a modest collection of art in my home. I would be hard-pressed to make a direct connection between my study of art and my work as a Christian philanthropist, other than to show that I believe in the power of art to inspire. A Japanese scholar of several centuries ago said, "Great art captures the spirit of a thing. When I look at a painting, I am moved by the beauty or power or emotion of the piece. I learn something about myself and the world, about the human condition. For me, that's enough permission to include art in my goal of lifelong learning." Because so much of what I do revolves around human organizations, I also take advantage of seminars, workshops, conferences, and study programs in the areas of business, management, leadership, and related subjects. Likewise, your second-half learning program should include formal and informal learning in areas that represent the hands-on aspect of your life mission. If you are an attorney and have decided to cut back on work for your firm so that you can provide some pro bono legal counsel to urban ministries, it would make sense to stay current in nonprofit legal issues. Or, let's say you are a public school teacher who has taken advantage of early retirement incentives being offered in many districts, and you feel called to set up a study skills center through your local church. Since you will probably need to recruit volunteers to help staff the center, it might be worthwhile to interview an official from your local United Way or other charitable organization to learn the dynamics of volunteerism. The mistake most people make when they move into the second half is to rely on good intentions. If at some point you become discouraged by lack of progress in your life mission, it is possible that you simply may not have gained the knowledge and information necessary to support your dreams.